Hello everyone, Muhammad Umar here. Welcome to my first podcast. Do follow me as I, a financial consultant, trying to attain financial freedom by building a business from home without any prior experience. Okay. I will give you the good and the bad so you could avoid the bad. Okay. So the backstory before I got started in this, I was growing up in a family who, a working class family. Okay, my father was the sole breadwinner of the family, and he was working very hard every day to feed us, family of seven. I am the eldest of my siblings, and I have four younger brothers. Okay. Growing up was never easy. We did not have the luxury of other children had. Okay. At school, we would use second-hand books passed down by our cousins. And the uniform and shoes, we would use those until it worn out before we bought new ones. Okay. I always wanted to have a good life during that point of time when I was young. I was envious of other children who have Game Boys, PlayStation, Xbox during that time, and they would play at school when during recess. Okay, I was envious of them. So I after we have grown up. Okay. My dad made a decision to move to Malaysia and set up an agricultural business. So he sold the house and we moved to a farm in Malaysia. For a start, we had no workers. The only workers were my dad, me and my siblings. Due to our inexperience, okay. For many years, our farms were not producing as much and consistent as we would want to. And as a result, we have some months when we will be without any sales because we did not rotate the crops fast enough. That's when I decided that I need to have a job in order for me to ease off the burden of my dad's shoulder. So I moved back to Singapore and got a job as a fitness trainer. I always wanted to support my parents, retire my dad, so that he did not have to work so hard to feed the family. So thinking of my brothers and I growing up, I am determined that I need to change my own fate and would not let my future children experience the same. So during my time working in Singapore, I stayed with my grandma, and every month I would visit my parents to give them some money for them to use, okay, which is part a certain percentage from my salary. However, it was never enough. Okay. By this, I did not mean that I was being ungrateful to God for what he has given me. It was just going through my mind. It just got through my mind. How long should I bear with this process and routine? How long should this process and routine last? No. How long should I work here with a salary that was not increasing faster or at the same pace as the inflation or the price of goods, while at the same time I have to support my dad in his business? I realized that I need to get a second source of income to help me sustain for the month. From that point onwards, I will do some freelance training after my main work has finished. This will go on for many months, to a year, until I read the book called Rich Dad Poor Dad, which open a new set of mindset for me. Okay, in that book, okay, it spells out that majority it highlights that the majority of the people in the world are trading time for money, and successful ones are those who make money work for them, and that's the way to financial freedom. Okay, and I will go on to try a series of programs and investment opportunities. Some are scams, definitely, and I will go on to lose some money along the way, but this loss did not deter me from moving on in my journey to attain my financial freedom. And then one day I was approached by a man who introduced me to network marketing. Okay, from here, the group of people here teach me many skills like presentation and sales skills. Yeah, is a really positive group of people. Okay, and they have their own ways to attain financial freedom. And during my time here in this company, okay, the company, a network marketing company, I will go on to make some money, and I achieved the first two ranks of the 7 achievements rank of the company. At that point of time, I was still working full time as a fitness trainer. Okay. And during those time, I will still look for other opportunities, as I always let my options open. Okay, I did not close the door to opportunities. Okay. So suddenly, a big opportunity dropped in front of me. Okay, I was offered by my acquaintance, okay, to work for his company as a market analyst, forex and forex trader. Okay, market analyst / forex trader. Immediately, I accepted it because I felt that I cannot let this outrageous offer slip off my hands. Because I know, previously I have known how forex trading was like. Okay, when I joined a forex group during the early days, but I had little like success in it because I had no mentors to guide me. So when I was told that I did not need working experience to work for his company, okay, and that I also will be mentored by an experienced trader, I duly accepted it. Okay. Subsequently, I quit my previous job to join his company. So during a short period of time, I learned a lot, okay, about finance, trading, okay, how to trade forex, okay, which in turn increased my understanding about about investment, personal finance, right? And I earned better salary here in this company, and as a result, I was able to give more to my parents. And after a year of working in this company, I decided to get married. Okay, both my fiance and I had some savings that we decided to invest in my company. Okay, it was the majority of our savings. Okay, unfortunately, the company got into trouble with the regulations, and the fund was froze, okay, by the authority for investigation. It was devastating for me, as the money that I invested was not able to be claimed. Okay, when the wedding ceremony was only a few months away, and we really needed the money to pay off the remaining 80% of the amount of the wedding cost. So we resorted to borrowing money from banks, family and friends, just so that we could go on with the ceremony. It was a really hard lesson for me. It was a really downturn for me at the point of time. Okay. And since my company was not able to sustain its business operations to pay off the salary of the employees, I was forced to leave the company without having any job to work for. And at the point of time, I was already married, and I need an extra person to support, which is my wife. So I would apply for many jobs, and I managed to apply for a financial to be a financial consultant or representative of a insurance company. So for the first 3 months of marriage, while I was waiting to be appointed as a representative agent of the insurance company, I was unemployed, and we would rely on my wife's salary to get us by each month. We were full of debt, credit card debt, bank loans, and mortgages to service every month. And after servicing the loan, we were left with little to spend. Okay. So after my appointment was successful, I managed to get a couple of sales to earn a few thousand dollars in commission, and that would at least help us to tide through for a couple of months. So as a commission-based agent, we rely on sales and leads. I would ask myself, how would I be able to get those without meeting people in person, especially during this virus outbreak, while making use of the internet and social media? And so I stumbled upon a technique using a sales funnel, which could automate the processes and generate me leads. That got me very excited, and I'm determined to explore this and use this technique to set my own business in a journey to attain my financial freedom, and at the same time to generate leads for me to be able to close some cases for during this time as a financial consultant. So I hope you guys can wish me luck here, and I am determined to do this way. And thank you for listening, guys, and have a nice day. Thank you.